Chicago came to know Gwendolyn Brooks, the talented and prolific poet, when she was just 13. Her parents had an inclination for literature and the arts. They sensed their daughter's talent and encouraged her. As a teenager, Brooks had already published her poetry in American Childhood, a popular pedagogical periodical, and in the Chicago Defender, the country's most influential black weekly. During this time, she also attended junior college and worked for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or the NAACP. In her early 20s, she married poet Henry Blakely, became a mother, and decided to dedicate herself to poetry as her full-time vocation. Brooks went on to become the first African-American winner of the Pulitzer Prize and the author of 26 books. Brooks is the youngest among the five prodigious women profiled in this exhibition. A lifelong resident of Chicago, Brooks's influential life spanned the 20th century. She was the poet laureate of the state of Illinois and the poetry consultant to the Library of Congress and the first black woman to hold these positions. Through her virtuosic reinvention of the poetic form and through the lens she shone on a critical understanding of race in Chicago, Brooks was truly ahead of her time.